minutes. I probably won't be that long tonight, but I don't know if I'm speaking to anyone here in the sanctuary. Most likely it's someone who's watching at some point in time. But I just want to say this, because of some experiences that you had, or things were going to turn out different than they did, so because of that, Satan has deceived you in the thinking that the Word of God is not true and the Word of God is not dependable. But I want you to understand something. Our minds are renewed by our hearing and by our feeding on the Word of God. We cannot adjust the Word of God to our thinking. We must adjust our thinking to the Word of God. I want to say that again. Somebody need to hear this. We cannot adjust the Word of God to our thinking. We can't change the Word of God. It's unchangeable. But we must change the way we think. We must make sure that our thinking line up with the Word of God. Our thinking must line up with what God has said. Well, I prayed and I believed and it didn't happen for me, or things didn't happen the way I thought it was supposed to happen. Just remember, we have to line our thinking, or our thinking must be in line with God's Word. And I want to say this, and then I'm going to move on. The Word of God tells us that He doesn't reveal everything to us. He doesn't reveal everything to man. There are secret things that belong to the Lord. You still with me? Amen. So don't get frustrated and say, well, I'm not going to serve God. I'm not going to believe the Bible. What's the use? You stay with it. You stay with it. And you continue to trust God. You continue to renew your mind through the Word of God, and do what it says in Peter, casting all your cares upon Him, because He cares for you. And don't get tied up in a knot over what you don't understand. Start walking in what you know, and make a decision. I'm going to walk in what I know. I'm going to walk in the revelation that I have, and I'm going to put forth every effort to learn more about Him and His Word. Amen. praise the name of the Lord. Now that may have been for somebody in the sanctuary, or it may have been for somebody watching, or it may be both. But I say to God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. And who was it? Job, I believe. I think I'm right on that. Said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Well, he's not out to slay you. God don't want to kill you. Somebody say amen. That's a good place to say amen. God's in the saving business. Praise God. I'm trying to get over here back into Revelation, but something comes to mind. So I want to go there. Hallelujah. Turn in your Bibles. I got to make sure I find it first, make sure I'm in the right place. Turn in your Bibles to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 33. Glory to God. Ezekiel, chapter 33. Now, I haven't given you a verse yet. I will. But I want you to understand something. God is good. Amen. Say this, and those of you watching, say it too. Say, God is good to me.
God is good to me.
Amen. He is. That's what the Word of God says. God is good. That's what the Word of God says. Don't base anything on how you feel. Don't base God's goodness on how you feel. Don't base God's goodness on what you're going through. We might have to get to Revelation next week. But I sense in my heart that someone needs this. God is a good God. And he's not trying to do us harm. Now, the devil is another story. He's a thief, according to John chapter 10, verse 10. He's a thief that came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Amen? That's what he wants to do all the time. And what he wants to, here's what he likes to do. He wants to steal from you, even kill you or kill someone you love, destroy your marriage, destroy your family. And then he wants you to blame it on God. You hear me? He wants you to blame it on God. But God is a God of love. Now Job, I believe it was Job who said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. you know, he's not out to slay you, because I'm not going to get into Job right now, but God is on our side, regardless of what we're going through. Amen. How many of you know God loves you even when the weather's bad outside? That has nothing to do with God's love for you. The wind may be blowing, lightning flashing, trees may be falling. God is still on our side. God is on our side. And he's not trying to hurt us. Now listen. This is the God we serve. Now, you should have Ezekiel chapter 33. I hadn't given you a verse. But I want you to look at verse 11. Ezekiel 33, verse 11. Now, listen, before I read it, God is talking about the wicked here, okay? It says, "Say to them, as I live, says the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked." You see that? "Say to them, as I live, says the Lord, God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and do what?"
Live.
And do what?
Live.
Now, if God wants the wicked to live, what about his children? What about those that serve in him? God wants us to live. We understand that we are in a earthen body, and this earthen body is not going to contain our spirit on and on and on because of the curse. It gets older all the time. But I do love what it says in Psalm 91, "With long life will he satisfy thee and show you his salvation." Of course, now we have something to do with that. We have something to do with that. God is a good God. God is a loving God. We just read where he says, "I have no pleasure when the wicked die or get killed because of their wickedness." He said, "Don't bring any glory to me." He says, "But I want the wicked to turn from his way and live." And he goes on to say in this verse, turn from your evil ways. For why should you die, O house of Israel?" So I want to leave with you, praise God. Terry, won't you come back and get ready to sing us another song? Because I'm just about done. And this is what the Lord put on my heart. Whoever you are, wherever you are, stop blaming God for your situation. Let me say that again. Wherever you are, whoever you are, stop blaming God for your situation. When things happen, we don't know the whole story. We don't know the whole story. We don't know the whole story, folks. We don't know everything. But we do know God is faithful. And he's faithful to his word. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him and he'll direct your path. He'll direct your path. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. It's going to be short tonight. I believe we're not going into Revelation tonight. Maybe next week, and I said maybe next week. But I just sense in my heart that Christians are quick to blame God for things that he wasn't even involved in. Folk get in trouble because of their own bad decisions. Hallelujah. How many times? Well, not so much now, but when I was growing up, we had a fireplace, a heater. For a while, even had a wood stove. And kids were curious. And I used to like to play in the fire, you know, especially the fireplace, you know, get you a stick or something, kind of see the sparks flying. And my mother would tell me, get away from the fire before you get burned. Well, at least once I got burned. Because if you keep stirring it and playing in it, after a while some sparks gonna fly out. Sometimes we get in trouble because of our decision, not because of a lack of God's faithfulness. He is faithful, that promised. Amen. Don't judge God by your circumstances. Praise God right on through. Do not judge God because of your circumstances. You praise God right on through them. Hallelujah. Amen. Terry, you got something? Hallelujah.
The splendor of the King.